The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Rise and shine, everybody. Welcome back once again. Now, welcome to Trinity Sunday, okay? Here's a special Sunday. We set this one aside to remind ourselves of the single most important thing that we believe. Did you know that? The single most important thing we believe as Christians is the Trinity. I took a poll and I said, what's the most important things Christians believe? I'd get lots of answers. Lots of people would probably say, well, the most important thing Christians believe is that Jesus died for our sins. Or somebody else might say, the most important thing that Christians believe is that Jesus rose again after dying for our sins. Or maybe some of you might say, no, the most important thing is the Eucharist. Let's face it, that's Jesus. He's actually right here with us. But I'm here to tell you this morning, the single most important belief we have is our belief in the Trinity, and here's why. Every other belief we have tells us about something that God has done. This belief tells us about who God is. Everything that God does flows from who He is. So this morning we're going to take a look at what the Trinity is, just very briefly, and then why it matters. Okay, so the Trinity. You know, it's easier for me to tell you what the Trinity is not than it is for me to tell you what the Trinity is. Okay, so let's start at the very beginning. First thing we do not believe is that we do not believe in three gods. Does everybody know that already? Just nod. Say yes. That's right. Okay. Good. We're off to a great start. You know what else we do not believe? We do not believe that the Trinity is just, you know, like three different manifestations of what's basically the same thing. You know, like somebody will say, well, you know, water, it could be ice, or it could be steam, or it could be liquid. And so, you know, the Trinity, God, sometimes He's Father, sometimes He's Son, sometimes He's Holy Spirit. Do we believe that? No, we do not. God is always and at all times simultaneously fully Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And listen, with all due respect to St. Patrick, you know what the trouble is with trying to explain the Trinity with a shamrock? Trouble is it makes it look like we believe that God is one-third Father, one-third Son, one-third Holy Spirit. Add them all up and you get God. Do we believe that? No, fully and completely and at all times, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and simultaneously. We also do not believe that the Trinity makes no sense. We do not believe that it's a contradiction. Saw a t-shirt once. It said, the Trinity, 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. Savor the mystery. Got news for you here on a Sunday morning, ladies and gentlemen. 1 + 1 + 1 is not a mystery. It's a contradiction. It makes no sense. 1 + 1 + 1 does not equal 1. A mystery isn't a contradiction. A mystery is something that you can understand, but just not completely. That's it. Universe is full of mysteries, ladies and gentlemen, not just in religion. Take light, for example. We got light coming down from our bulbs. Up above, we got light coming at us from the candles right in here. We got ambient light trying to make its way through the clouds from the rising sun. It's making its way into this church. But you know what? Nobody really knows what light is. I'm no physicist, I'll confess right up front, okay? But they tell me that light is both a particle and a wave at the same time and nobody understands it. It's a mystery, right? You can partly understand it. You want to know the greatest mystery in the entire universe? It's the one that's looking you back in the mirror every day. You're a mystery to yourself, for goodness sakes. Do you understand yourself? If you're sane, you'll say no, okay? You know what the second greatest mystery is in the entire universe? It's the person sitting next to you right now. I did a wedding anniversary for a man who'd been married for 75 years. Diamond Jubilee, only done it once in my life. I turn to the man and I say, 75 years? That's really, really amazing. You got to tell me, what's your secret? And he says, Father, my secret is I stopped trying to figure her out years ago. I gave up on trying to figure out the mystery, okay? Well, if God's creation is replete with mystery, is it really such a stretch to think that the creator of all things is himself a mystery? I hope that makes sense. But I tell you one of my own personal little mysteries, and that is that people don't think that the Trinity matters. They don't think it matters. They say, you know, does it really matter if I believe that God is a Trinity or not? Oh, yes, it does. It matters very, very much. Since the Garden of Eden, God has been trying to let you know who he is. Because that's what people do when they love other people, don't they? They want one another to know who they are. And to have a false idea of who God is has a lot of consequences in your life. You don't want to worship a God that does not exist, right? So it matters very, very much. Let me try to explain to you why. Take Jesus, for example. Without the Holy Trinity, Jesus is not God. And that means that God did not love you all the way to the point of death. Some stand-in did that. You can say that God is one. You can say that God is great. You can say that God is powerful. But without the Holy Trinity, you cannot say God is love. Question for you this morning. Does it matter that God is love? You better believe it does. And that flows from our belief in the Holy Trinity. Take the Holy Spirit. Here's another example. Without the Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit isn't God, and that means God does not dwell in you. You say a prayer, you receive a sacrament, you get some kind of spirit, I don't know what it is, it's sort of a semi-quasi-intelligence world spirit, but it definitely doesn't know you, definitely doesn't love you. Question, does it matter? Does it matter that the living God dwells in you and is one with you? Yeah, that matters a lot. And that belief comes directly from our understanding of the Holy Trinity. But I tell you, here's the clincher. For me, this is the most important thing. Without the Holy Trinity, you don't know who you are. Because you've been made in God's image. Understand God's image, and you understand who you are and who you are supposed to become. For example, the most important thing in all of life is another person. And that belief stems directly from our understanding of the Holy Trinity. Because God is nothing but persons. That's what God is. Father, Son, Spirit, three persons. Is it any surprise then that the Catholic Church reverences every human person? And this is why we always say, all life, born or unborn, doesn't matter. Old or young, abled or disabled, every single person is sacred. Why do we say it's sacred? We don't say that about the life of a turnip. We don't say that about the life of a squirrel. We don't say that about a Bic pen. Why not? I'll tell you why not. It's because only a human person is made in God's image. The most important thing in all the world is why we love persons and use things, and we don't love things and use persons. That comes directly from our understanding of the Trinity. Here's another one. Most important thing in all of life, ladies and gentlemen, is relationships. Every institution in the world, think about this for a minute, every institution exists for the purpose of letting human relationships flourish. Why do we have an army and a navy? Why do we have a police force? Why do we have government, national, state, and local? Why? Step way back philosophically, and here's your answer. It's to ensure peace and security. For what purpose? So that relationships can flourish, especially relationships in families. It's the only thing in life that matters. It's the only thing that matters. I had a man come to me once. He says, "Father, I need your help. I need your advice. They're asking me to deploy to Afghanistan for 1 year. I don't have to go. If I go, it'll be big long-term benefits for me and my family. But if I go, that means I have to leave behind my wife and newborn baby for a year. What should I do?" And I said, "Here's how we're going to formulate our answer. We're going to ask one question. If you go, does that help your long-term relationships with your wife and your child? Or does that hurt your long-term relationship with your wife and your child? Because that relationship is the only thing that matters. We believe that because of the Trinity. You want to know what else we believe because of the Trinity? The nature of love as self-giving. Because that's all God is. That's all Father to Son, Son to Holy Spirit to Father. Complete, eternal self-giving. What holiday are we going to celebrate tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen? What's our big holiday tomorrow? It's Memorial Day, okay? Friendly neighborhood reminder, just in case you forgot. And what do we celebrate on Memorial Day? We remember all those who gave their lives in the service of the country. That is to say, they sacrificed so much that there was nothing left to give. And the whole country takes time out to remember it and honor it. Now think about this. Take a step back from that for just a moment and ask yourself this question. Why do we honor that? Why? People say, "Well, that's greatly good. That's the stuff heroes are made of." I'd ask you to consider this question, this answer. The reason why we honor sacrifice is because somewhere in our souls we know that's the stuff God is made out of, and that's who we are supposed to be too. If Jesus was a soldier, he'd be the one who throws himself on the grenade to save the lives of his buddies. And that is a belief that comes directly from our understanding of the Holy Trinity. You ever heard this said before? People say, "It doesn't matter what you believe, long as you're a good person." You've heard that before. People say that all the time. And I want to tell you, it is manifestly false. It matters very much what you believe, because what you do is a direct consequence of what you believe. Let me cut right to the chase. You want to know what people really believe? Look at what they do. Don't listen to what they say. Look at what they do. That'll show you what they believe. And that's why bad beliefs lead to bad actions. And good beliefs lead to good actions. And holy and loving beliefs lead people to be holy and loving. And the greatest of all of our beliefs is who God is, the Holy Trinity. Something to remember now, next time you casually sign yourself with the cross in the sign of a God who has not kept himself a secret but wants himself to be known, you might know him, love him, and imitate him, the God who made you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.